Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson came out swinging today as he announced new appointees to the Chicago Board of Education. They'll replace seven people who are resigning. Johnson responded to criticism he wanted a new board so he could push a fiscally irresponsible agenda. Johnson says he's trying to protect schools from harmful budget cuts.
The city leaders have long resisted investing in our children. I am no longer going to accept the status quo. We believe that we can have a world-class system. I was elected to fight, and fight I am. Thank you all.
The mayor named six appointees, including a former teacher, an environmental activist, and a reverend who focuses on economic development. A seventh person will be named later. Appointees did not answer specific questions today, but environmental activist Olga Bautista addressed the uproar about the resignations.
The true crisis is in the classrooms. It's not in this transition. This process may feel messy, but I have hope. Our children are counting on us to do better, and we cannot let them down.
The mayor refused to say whether the six appointees have marching orders to do what the resigning board members would not, fire the school's chief and take a loan to address the budget shortfall. Appointees are expected to begin serving on the board later this month. The Jewish organization Hillel is holding a candlelight vigil tonight at Northwestern University to mark 1 year since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports students and staff will gather on campus to mourn the 1,200 lives lost in Israel a year ago. Senior Adam Jaffe has been a member of Hillel since his freshman year.
I hope that I can have these dueling feelings of sadness and even a sense of hopelessness right now, which I'm a pretty optimistic person, and to be able to feel that way and to be sad and mourn.
But also mourn, he says, the more than 40,000 Palestinian lives lost in Gaza over the past year. Multiple groups will be gathering for a memorial tonight in North Suburban Skokie, and the Jewish anti-occupation group called If Not Now is gathering Palestinians, Jews, and allies tonight in Chicago. Organizers expect hundreds of people will attend. It starts at 7 this evening at the AIDS Garden in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. The Chicago Bears won their second straight yesterday, beating the Carolina Panthers 36-10 at Soldier Field. Quarterback Caleb Williams threw for 304 yards and two touchdowns in his best performance to date. Bears wide receiver DJ Moore added 105 yards receiving and two touchdowns, and Moore called the team's performance amazing.
It took 5 weeks to get the down-the-field pass game going, and I mean, when it hits, and it was good today.
The 3-2 Bears leave tonight for London. They'll be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the upper 60s, clear and chilly tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and then Tuesday, sunshine, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.